with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says there will be no deal struck with Iran except, quote, unconditional surrender, unquote. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the story.
In response to the Iranian president's statement that some countries have begun mediation efforts to end the war, President Trump said Iran's surrender will be the only acceptable outcome. He wrote online that after a new leader is selected, the United States and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction. And he promised that Iran will be economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some Gulf nations are showing discontent for the lack of notice about strikes on Iran. Correspondent Charles Della Desma has more.
The Trump administration is confronting mounting discontent from allies in the Persian Gulf who are complaining they were not given adequate time to prepare for the torrent of Iranian drones and missiles bombarding their countries in retaliation for strikes launched by the US and Israel. Officials from two Gulf countries say their governments are disappointed in the way the US has handled the war, particularly the initial attack on Iran on February 28. One of the officials says Gulf countries were frustrated and even angry that the U.S. military has not defended them enough, adding there's a belief in the region that the operation has focused on defending Israel and American troops. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Russia has provided Iran with information that could help Tehran strike American warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region. Officials cautioning that the U.S. intelligence has not uncovered that Russia is directing Iran what to do with the information. Still, it's the first indication that Moscow has sought to get involved in the war that the U.S. and Israel launched on Iran a week ago. Powerful storms dripping through Michigan, deadly storms, tearing the roof off of some homes and more. This is SRN News. An Indiana man is going to jail for vandalizing a church.
The 21-year-old man was convicted of spray painting satanic symbols on Maple Grove Baptist Church in Plainfield and has been sentenced to 10 months behind bars. Tom Wheeler, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, says, quote, targeting any house of worship because of its faith is an attack on the fundamental freedoms that define our nation. There has been an uptick in attacks on churches in the U.S. over the past several years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. A new report from the International Christian Concern finds that the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia. This is SRN News. Americans pulled the purse strings tighter at the start of the year.
Retail sales fell 0.2% in January following a flat reading in December. January's figure came in below the forecast of economists who were expecting another flat reading. The report was delayed because of the 43-day government shutdown. Sales at health-related stores were among the worst performers, falling 3% from December. Gas stations saw declines in receipts of 2.9%, and sales at clothing stores fell 1.7% from December. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A new study has found that an asteroid NASA used for target practice a few years ago was nudged into a slightly different route around the sun. It's the first time that a celestial body's solar orbit was deliberately changed. Scientists reported Friday that the 2022 impact by the DART spacecraft not only trimmed the asteroid's orbit, but also around the sun. More details at srnnews.com.